With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Israeli military says a ballistic missile that was fired from Lebanon and targeted Tel Aviv was successfully intercepted. It was knocked out of the sky.
This was, according to the Israeli military briefing, a heavy warhead that was used to target Tel Aviv. They say it was a civilian area that was potentially under attack. They had their air defense systems intercept this rocket. The Israeli military says it's already targeted the launch site for this particular rocket, and that has stressed also that this was far from the border between Israel and Lebanon. It was quite deep inside the country.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell in Jerusalem says there was no damage, no casualties. The Tel Aviv rocket among hundreds targeting Israel in this latest round of missile launches by Hezbollah. And Communist China says it has successfully test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile, fired it into the Pacific Ocean. Forecasters warn the Gulf Coast and the broader southeast to get ready for the possibility of a major hurricane.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Helene, which formed Tuesday in the Caribbean Sea and is moving north toward the U.S., could strengthen into a major hurricane as soon as late Thursday. The storm is anticipated to be unusually large and fast-moving. The National Hurricane Center says hurricane warnings were issued for the northwestern Florida coastline and part of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Watches were issued for parts of western Cuba and Florida, including Tampa Bay. A storm surge warning was issued for nearly the entirety of Florida's west coast. I'm Norman Hall.
The nonprofit Haitian Bridge Alliance, invoking the right of private citizens in Ohio to file charges, has done so against former President Trump and Senator J.D. Vance, stemming from some of the things that they've said about the immigration situation in Springfield, Ohio. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 19 points higher. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Iowa.
An administrative law judge has rejected a petition by some residents of Marion to revoke the tax-exempt status of properties owned by Calvary Chapel. The church was represented by Liberty Council, and spokesman Matt Staver says the church was challenged only after its pastor expressed condemnation for the LGBT agenda. Judge Jonathan Gallagher cited Iowa's Religious Freedom Restoration Act in delivering his ruling for the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study finds a number of women charged with crimes related to their pregnancies jumped in the year after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. The group Pregnancy Justice found most charges had nothing to do with new state abortion bans. Instead, most of the cases concerned child abuse, neglect, or endangerment in which the unborn baby was listed as the victim. Nearly all cases allege that the pregnant woman was using substances. This is SRN News. Well, the man in black now stands tall at the U.S. Capitol.
Over 100 members of the Cash family attended the Tuesday unveiling of a statue of musician Johnny Cash in the U.S. Capitol's National Statuary Hall. House Speaker Mike Johnson said at the ceremony that the so-called man in black is the first musician to be honored with a statue in the Capitol. Johnson also said that Cash embodied the American spirit with a story of redemption, struggle, and pressing ahead. The bronze statue showed Cash looking down with a guitar across his back and a Bible in his hand. Arkansas leaders chose Cash and civil rights leader Daisy Bates to replace previous statues that represented the state in the hall for over a century. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
California Governor Newsom signing several measures bolstering the state's gun laws. New laws signed by Newsom will expand restrictions on who can own firearms, prevent the proliferation of so-called ghost guns, will also increase protections for domestic violence survivors. More details, SRNNews.com.